Welcome to the Weekend Warriors Podcast, where three small town guys bring you candid and unorthodox conversations about life's most intriguing topics. 3, 2, 1, we are live and ready, baby. Testing the mics. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. Do I sound good?
W, X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, we're British. Do I sound good?
But yeah, you sound great.
Good.
Sound handsome as fuck.
No, I appreciate that, bro. Same to you.
Absolutely.
Parker said him and his girl are him
just
and Tanner.
Coffee. I'm ready to go.
Bro, I just took two shots of vodka, so I'm ready to go. Are you not deep right now?
Scooped a pre-workout. Yeah, I saw that earlier.
Bro, I'm double scooped up.
I saw that. I was like, oh.
Shit. I had a crazy chest pump today at the gym. I hit chest. I looked absurd.
You do look absurd.
Bro, I appreciate it.
I don't even know the last time I had, like, actual pre-workout.
What do you say?
It had to have been, like, nothing. Because I work out in the morning, so I just do, like, I do those Gator Lights. It's not even really, you know, the sodium-filled Gatorade?
Yeah. Like the electrolytes. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know,
so it's not really even a pre-workout. It's more like a intro, really.
I drink those for intros.
It's like my pump complex, I guess you would say. It's just a sodium-packed drink.
Gotcha. So how's your adventure in the gym been?
It's been good. I'm not gonna say I joined a new gym, because I've never gotten rid of my ATC membership since I worked in Tupelo like 2 years ago, because it's cheap. It's like $10, so I've never gotten rid of it. And it goes to like every nationwide ATC.
Damn.
So there's one in Memphis, and then there's one in South Haven, and whichever I'm closest to, I'll go to in the mornings or like right after work. But it's like 3 to 4 days a week right now. So it's like mostly either upper, lower. Or if I only go, like if I have a bad week and go 2 days, it's like full body.
I mean, it sounds like it's going good, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the biggest or strongest I've ever been. I'm in shape, so.
Well, speaking of biggest and strongest.
I have a new motivation. My little brother just joined the gym.
Yeah.
He told me, he was like, my goal is to get up to 180. Like, 180? I'm 180 right now. What the fuck are you talking about?
That's what I was about to say. I was going to say, speaking of biggest and strongest, I saw your brother in there the other day. We talked.
Bro, I was looking at him. I was like, Trace, come on. Because, I mean, he's been over 180 before when he was younger, because he was, like, chunky.
Yeah.
But, like, so he has the genetics to put on weight. He's just scared to because of boxing. But, like, he wants to get bigger, just not, you know, bodybuilder big. He just wants to get more muscular so he can fight in higher weight classes.
Yeah. Bro, this is the first time I've seen your brother in, I don't know, bro. It's been...
He's tall as us, isn't he?
Yeah. He, like, it's the first time I've seen him in years. And I heard him talk one time, bro. His voice has dropped. He's, like, as tall as us. Does he have braces?
Yeah, he just got them, like, 4 days ago. Or, like, a week ago or so.
Bro,
this is his second time having them.
That's pretty crazy, man.
Got some messed up teeth.
But that's gotta suck to have to get braces twice in a row.
Yeah, I think it's just because he didn't take good care of them.
How long did you have them the first time?
4 years. It'll be. I think he's only got to wear them like either a year and a half or 2 years, depending on like how fast his teeth.
That ain't too bad, I guess. That ain't too bad.
But the thing is that what the orthodontist said was like they've shifted already before, so it's like they'll like know what's happening, and then they'll kind of just automatically do it themselves.
Like muscle memory.
Yeah, like so, it's almost like muscle memory. I guess teeth have memory too. Apparently,
that's pretty wild. That sounds like some bullshit that they would say, but
I don't know about your teeth, but like his gums, at least, like they won't be as resistant to change.
That makes sense. That makes sense. because they've been there before.
The only thing that's going to suck is, like, his new mouth guard that he has to get for boxing. It's going to cost him, like, $300+ because he has to go, literally, he has to go to a orthodontist, like, sport, or like a sports orthodontist and get it specially made to where, like, it won't break brackets and stuff.
Oh my gosh, bro, that thing would be bulky in his mouth and everything, wouldn't it?
Right, yeah, but I mean, it's not a bad thing. Like, the bigger the mouthpiece, honestly, the better.
Yeah.
Take a hit, heavier hit.
He probably doesn't get punched in the mouth that often, bro. Come on. Like your brother's better than that.
He's maybe got hit clean, like, 4 times out of 4 fights. So, and it's not that he's that good. It's just they literally can't reach him.
I mean, bro's like 6'2". 6'2", 6'3". Yeah. Long-ass arms.
His arms are longer than mine. Yeah.
I don't know, bro. Yeah. I think it's dope that he's gotten into the gym. Like,
oh, because see, like, he's been into bodybuilding for probably over a year, year and a half. Because he's been talking to me about Chris Bumstead for like 2 years. Then he found out who Ronnie Coleman was. His favorite bodybuilder is randomly Marcus Rule for whatever reason. I mean, understandable.
Okay.
But...
Okay.
No, wait, no, it's not Marcus Rule. It's a. Ah, crap, what's his name? Kevin Lebroney. Kevin Lebroney's his favorite.
Okay, that's I like that one more. I like Kevin Lebroney more.
Solidly because of the TikTok edits and, like, how Kevin Lebroney went, like, viral last year off of TikTok edits.
That's a good one to pick.
He's like, do you see this? Look how small he was, and 6 months later, look how big he is now. I'm like, yeah.
It's called steroids.
Genetics
and steroids. No, bro. I think it's dope that your brother's getting into it. I told him if he ever needed anything, just holler at me. Just say anything at all.
Because he texts me all the time, asking me, like, almost every day, asking me stuff. And I'm like, everything I learned from you. Just go ask that guy.
Bro, no, bro. Like, it's super dope to see, like, a younger generation get into it. Like, I always love seeing... whenever new kids come into the gym and they're actually into it. Yeah. Like,
it makes me happier too, because he has a group of friends that go with him.
Hell yeah, he does.
All I asked him was, I was like, y'all can goof around, but just be competitive.
Yeah.
Don't go to the gym to, like, make it a hangout spot.
Yeah.
It can be, it's a great hangout spot, but go to the gym to go to the gym.
Yeah. Don't just be in the way. Yeah. Like, yeah, workout.
Workout's what you need to do.
The workout needs to be the hangout.
Yeah,
don't just go up there and be in the way.
That's different. Like, if you want to go up to the front, hang out around the front where there's not that much going on.
100%.
You know, that's different. One thing I hope the new gym does have is, like, not like a fucking cafeteria, but maybe just like a table with chairs around it.
Bro, so,
like,
would
if
be
you
dope.
Wanted to, you could eat a pre-workout meal or something, or, like, fix a pre- or a post-workout shake.
Bro, that's... You're giving a lot of good ideas right now. Bro, all we need is a damn microwave.
It's because I'm sober and I've just drank 2 coffees.
Because you're like capping, you got you full of ideas.
It does. Dude, no. Oh my God, I got to tell you what happened to me today. This is like the biggest... Right, so I made a blunder, like, for the first time in my locksmith career. So I made a key to this guy's Jeep, and it's a stick shift. I didn't know this Jeep was in first gear. And I wasn't sitting in the chair. I pressed the clutch on this Jeep. Started it up, it fucking jumps forward, bashes into the dude's garage door, comes within 6 inches of running over my foot. So anyway, I gotta pay for a garage door.
Damn.
To be not the whole thing, just like 2 panels, but still.
Was the guy there when you did it?
He was cool. Like, he was there. Like, he wasn't mad or anything, but, like, I gave him the keys for free. I was like, here, just take these. I'll fix the door. Here's my insurance. So now I got to pay my boss back for the keys. And then I basically told my boss, I was like, just clock me out for the time I was there. Because, you know, we made no money on the job. Lost money on the job, really. I lost all kinds of money to 2 people. My boss, 1, and then now this guy. But maybe my insurance will just cover it. Because I've never used my insurance except for 1 time. So I think we might have an okay relationship. But I never talked to him, so I don't know.
But I think it's it says a lot more about you, the fact that this is your first blunder on a job you've had for like 2 years now.
It is, yeah. It's like the first mistake. Not really. I've made a bunch of mistakes, but it's like the first accident.
Yeah.
And like, no offense to him, love you to death, Chad. He's wrecked like 3 of our vans, and he's still working for us. So,
I mean, it sounds like you got a cool boss, at least, I guess.
Yeah, that was cool as fuck. He wants me to come play golf with him, but I got a pool tournament later, so.
Bro, how do you feel about golf?
The few times I've played, I've liked it. It's definitely an alcoholic sport. Like, I would love it if I got into it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Right down your alley, like, bro.
You have to have time. Like, you have to set a whole half a day, a whole half day of Saturday or Sunday, pretty much only, for it. Because, I mean, 9 holes can take 4 to 8 hours. Easy. If you're with a group, if it's just like 2 people, it'd be like 2 hours, no problem. But if you got like 4, 5, 6 people and you got to find your balls, and then you're like, if you don't have a golf cart, it's rough.
Yeah.
And the only times I've played, we didn't have a cart, because it's like, I think you either have to rent one or pay like a monthly fee to get one. And I've always just paid the guest fee to come. So,
how much practice have you had? Like,
The top golf.
That's it. That's it.
Pretty much.
Oh god.
The two or three times I've went, and then like the 2 times I've been to Top Golf, basically it.
Damn. So do you have a good stroke?
Oh no, dude. My stroke's so, the only way I know my stroke's bad is because my shoulders are sore after every time I play. And that's my boss is like, my boss is so into golf that he has a coach. Like, he gets lessons every week.
Okay.
And he told me, he's like, yeah, you're sore? I was like, yeah. He's like, yeah, that means you suck. I was like, thanks. Thanks a lot. Makes me feel.
Hey, at least he's honest. Like, hey, he's honest with you about it, bro.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But
like,
I mean,
Trace telling me, he's like, yeah, I squatted 135 other day. It's like, I don't want to break it to you, but I'll warm up on bench with 135. Even when I first started, I could do 135 pretty easy.
He presses max.
Yeah, but he is starting 2 years younger than I did, which is a very good thing, especially him being in high school.
Oh, yeah.
So he'll have more free time to go.
Well, I'm excited to see the progress he makes. Like, I was telling him, like, it's like if he sticks with it the way he stuck with boxing – and is willing to kind of push through the plateaus and whatever comes in his way, like, his potential could be crazy. Like, because I know your potential, and I've seen how good
like
you can be.
That's exactly what I told him. I was like, how long did it take you to get good at boxing? And he's like, a year and a half. I was like, that's how long it's going to probably take you to get. I was like, you're going to get stronger right off the bat. Like, within 3-4 weeks, you'll start seeing strength progress.
Yeah.
But you won't notice, like, muscle volume until, like, you get pictures a year apart.
Yep.
Because you won't know, like, you will not notice it yourself. Other people will notice it before you do. Because you're the one looking at yourself every single day in the mirror.
Yep.
You're not going to notice the minuscule changes.
Right.
It just adds up so much over time.
If he goes like you did, I have no doubt that he could see like crazy changes from 6 months to a year, especially at his age. Like, when he's going through puberty, he has so much fucking testosterone in his system right now that I have no doubt that he could like be a completely different looking person in a year.
Absolutely. I think he has more potential than I did, just because I think he has more of my mom's side in him than me or Stone do. And they're all bigger people. So like, he definitely has a better like grounded genetics to work with.
I don't know. As long as it's as good as what you've got, man, like, his potential's like unlimited.
Yeah, his shoulders are even wider than mine. Like, his X frame. So like, he'll have more to fill out, but if he does fill it out, it'll look really, really good. But yeah, like he there's so many terms that I'll use with him that he just doesn't know yet. And I'm like, just keep watching YouTube, and yep, one day you'll be like, I know all this. What the heck?
That's the best thing he can do right now, is just learn. Like, get as much information as he can and apply it.
The very first person I told him to watch, I was like, listen, some of his videos are boring, but they're necessary. I put him on John Meadows.
Yep.
RIP. But RIP. I was like, this is exactly who you need to learn from.
Legend.
John Meadows and Jeff Nippard were the first two people. I was like, they're not the most entertaining, but they'll give you solid-based evidence, like evidence-based training routines and diet.
Yep.
Like, yeah, good stuff to learn.
Put him on RP, Renaissance Periodization. Put on that guy.
Yeah, Renaissance Periodization. Yep. He's a good one, too.
There's a few good ones. A lot more bad ones.
There's definitely more than there used to be. So, like, there's more honest resources now than there was when I started.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So many people are honest about what they do, what they take. Like, it's not taboo to be open like it was 5-10 years ago.
Bro, speaking of that, like, thinking about it, is it not crazy that people still hide the fact that they're taking steroids, even though it's so much more, like you said, not taboo. It's so much more like normal for someone to take gear and be open about it.
Yeah.
But you still have people in the public that are willing to lie to everybody and act like they don't take steroids. I think that's crazy. Like, there's no reason, like Liver King situation. I think what he did was like perfect for his marketing.
Liver King and Mike O'Hearn might be the last two. I mean, Liver King got exposed, obviously, but like they were like the last gatekeepers of the big, I'm not going to reveal my secret, you know?
Yeah.
And like, what's crazy is I kind of started liking Mike O'Hearn. I mean, I do like Mike O'Hearn. He's funny. He's jacked. He's just a liar.
He is.
The easiest way to put it.
But do you think Liver King's, exposing or whatever was like legit, or do you think he planned it out himself?
I think he told his coach to send that to Derek. I think Liver King's coach convinced Liver King that it would be more media on him to be exposed than to keep not exposing himself.
Exactly. That's the exact same thing, I think.
The dude is still popular. People still watch him. Regardless.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's still known for the crazy shit that he does. Like,
yeah, it's not like he's not getting views, and it's not like, it's like almost like I'm Republican, but I don't totally disagree with a lot of the stuff the left has to say. It's like I don't agree with almost 80% of what Liver King has to say, but like organs being the greatest nutritional meats, that's true. Getting out and being active, that's great.
Yep.
You know, like he has a lot of working out. Yeah, it's great. Like he has a lot of stuff that's true.
Like as far as his foundational ideals, like valid. They're valid.
And his, like, I've always heard good things even before he blew up. I knew about his supplement company. The liver supplements and all that. I mean, my dad used to buy his stuff when Liver King was just a CEO and not like the social media figure.
Yeah.
My dad used to buy like his liver and enzyme supplements all the time. I just didn't know it was Liver King I realized, you know, because his supplements aren't called Liver King. They're called like Primal Extracts or something. I don't know. It's something weird like that.
Bro, have you looked into... So, have you looked into who owns... I don't know what to call it. Like, it's not Gorilla Mind, but he's kind of behind Derek for More Plates, More Dates. Like,
is it not that that doctor guy? He's like I can't think of his name. I know what you're talking about, but it's been so long that I don't remember his name. But it's like his business partner, right? And Derek is like the face.
Mike Cernovich. Mike,
yeah,
Cernovich.
Dr. Mike. That's what I thought.
He's the owner. Apparently he gets a lot of...
Yeah, he does. He's the real Liver King if you ever look into it.
Yeah. He's like a political guy. Like, anyways, yeah, I wanted to bring it's that
kinda,
shit up.
It's kind of like how Logan Paul and KSI are not the owners of Prime, even though they act like it.
Yeah.
Kind of like how Derek isn't the owner of Gorilla Mind. I'm sure Derek owns like 30% of it or something, you know, something crazy, but he's not the full share owner
of the company. No, he's not the mastermind behind the scenes. Like, he's just the face of it. He's not
what would you say? Not the press, but like
he's would you call it the president, maybe? Like, he's the guy that's going to give you the information about it. But he's not the guy.
Not the CEO, maybe the CFO, whatever it's called, COO, whatever the second in command is.
Yeah, that's definitely Derek. But I think...
I do guarantee Derek's the one who comes up with all the formulas and stuff, though.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, sure, no doubt sure about
Mike
that.
I'm sure Mike does, too, but... I bet Derek's the one who's, like, going to the different plants and making sure the vats are clean and checking the ingredients, making sure everything's clean.
I bet this Mike dude has the money for it, whereas Derek's the one that kind of formulates everything behind the scenes. But Derek's Derek's also a charismatic enough man to like be able to be the face of a company and franchise and be able to speak for the company.
Yeah. So, and I mean, the dude's been on Joe Rogan two or three times now.
Yeah. Like,
obviously, he's good at marketing.
But it's crazy how far more plates, more dates, and Derek has come. I remember watching him at the beginning of 2020, around the time the pandemic came about. That's like when he really, really exploded. Started blowing up. And yeah, just how much bigger he's gotten.
What's really crazy about how far he's come is his hairline.
Yeah.
far his hairline is.
Bro, it really has. It's like that's like comeback of the decade. That his hairline coming back, bro. Like,
he needs to talk to, like, LeBron needs to talk to him.
Against all odds. Hold on, I actually want to look it up. What's his name? Derek. What's his last name?
I have no idea. I thought it was Dates.
Is it more place, more dates? Derek, more place, more dates.
More place, more dates. Imagine that's really your last. It's kind of like how Andrew Jack's last name is actually just Jack.
It really is. Bro, look at this. Bro, that's comeback of the century.
I need a cough button.
That's wild.
Dude.
Have you experienced any hair loss at your age, Gunner?
Yeah, I got like a widow's peak going on, but you know, I've been using Keeps and it's like keeping it at bay.
Do you?
Yeah, I use Keeps.
I didn't know that.
I have for like 6 months now. I do the shampoo and like the foam. So like in the mornings, I just rub it in my scalp and then take a shower. And then at night, I take a shower and then rub it in my scalp again. I will say one thing though, it helps, but you have to wash your hair more often because the products make your scalp so oily, which is good for your hair. Not great for how your hair looks.
So my scalp is very dry naturally. Like I probably have like mild psoriasis. So my scalp is naturally really dry. So I wonder if that would help my scalp even more and help the hair follicles not be so clogged up from dry dead skin to produce more hair.
Yeah, you could definitely try it. I gotta mute real quick so I can get through this gate. I'll be right back.
You go. No, that makes me wonder, like, if it would kind of get my hair more moisture, or my scalp more moisture, to be able to produce more hair, to get the follicles unclogged, maybe? I don't know. I don't know anything about hair loss prevention or anything like that. I've watched some videos about all that on More Plates, More Dates, but I've never really just gotten into it. It's not bad enough for me to like...
You could buy raw medoxinol cheaper than getting Keeps. Keeps, the only reason Keeps is so expensive is because they have medoxinol mixed with their shampoos and conditioners. I literally have, you know what? I have like more than I need, and I have a brand new box. I have a box on the way, and I got a brand new box in my truck that I'll just give you. You can consider it an early birthday present or something.
Bro, speaking of birthday, hold on. I wanna. What are we doing for your birthday next weekend, man?
Dude, I have no idea. My mom kind of plans stuff. If we do anything, it'd have to be Friday.
Okay.
Saturday. I think we're doing something Saturday.
Are you going with your family Saturday somewhere?
I think we might be going to Topgolf in Memphis, if that interests y'all at all.
Interesting.
But I mean, there'll be like, if my family, it won't be like my entire family. It'll just be like a few of us.
No, I was talking to Parker the other day about doing something for your birthday. Cause I haven't like hung out with you in a long time.
But now if you wanted to, what I really wanted to do Friday, if y'all was down and I could just leave Friday night and come back to Memphis, Godzilla X Kong comes out Friday night.
That's what,
you know, I'm a Godzilla geek.
Yeah. Yeah. So, bro, I'm down for that. Like, I think Parker and Raph already have tickets for it, to go Friday.
Dude, if they we could get time.
And we just tack on to it. I don't see no reason why not.
Well, and there ain't nobody gonna be at the damn theaters anymore. No. Yeah, we could definitely go.
Okay, I'm down for that. Hey, you know what we should go afterwards? You know what we should go afterwards?
Steals?
I mean, we could, but I was gonna say, I mean, we could definitely go there, but I was thinking we should go to, Raph couldn't get in there, I don't think.
No, is he 19?
20? I don't think he's 21.
He might get in. He would just have to get like a, you'd have to get like a, stamp on his hands.
Hey! What are you doing?
Oh, you can. We're just on, I'm on the stream right now.
There you go.
So you can like barely see me.
Bro, I can see you in 4K right now.
4K?
Yeah! Yeah. But now we're just waiting on Parker. What y'all doing? How are you?
She had to pick me up at the gate. Well, she didn't have to because, like, I stole her parking pass. I'm, like, going to get incriminated for what I'm about to say. Because I'm technically, what's it called? Identity theft?
Yeah.
So I steal her parking pass and I just wave it.
Well, also, he's, like, rizzed up the lady that let him in, so...
Yeah, all the ladies that work the gate, I'm like, have you done something different to your hair?
Hey, that's Gunner. That's Gunner.
No,
bro, he's smooth with it.
You actually talk to them. They're not bad.
And then the guys are like, you have your ID? I'm like, no, I forgot it, but I got this parking pass. Like, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing I worry about is if, like they said, if they have break-ins and they, like, up security.
So, oh, yeah.
That might be an issue.
We haven't had a spree of break-ins since October. October, we had 13 cars broken into in one night.
That's crazy.
I need that insurance money.
We love Memphis.
That's crazy. No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Oh, hell no.
Kobe doesn't.
I don't fuck with Memphis, bro. I've had too many bad experiences there.
Dude. That Christmas?
Bro.
I don't want to bring up Christmas.
bro, you already know about that. I'm like having flashbacks right now in my head, bro.
Dude, I'll never forget you telling. I'll never feel like that was like the most bonded we've ever been. We just had moms hating us.
Bro, that's when we're going to. That's when we're going to. Total Body in Ripley, wasn't it? Like we're headed to Total Body. And we just kind of like talked about everything that
we
was going on.
On those rides.
Bro, we only
four. Most boring ass roads.
We had an hour and a half to just talk about life. So
those were good times.
Yeah, they were.
Dude, I remember because that was when I first got sober for like the 6 months that I was. It was like clarity, getting ready for the show. Dude, such a good
time. Bro, what a time to be alive. Well, I have a question for you. Would you ever compete again?
Not anytime soon, I don't think. It'd be super difficult. My current situation. It's possible. I just would have to dedicate everything to, you know, like, stop going two times a week, make it more like six or five at the least. Then my diet, I'd have to start packing my lunch in my truck again like I used to.
Yeah. Yo, how did
I have no idea.
Isn't your girlfriend's name Alma?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it. How does she accept your whole bodybuilding thing? How does she feel about that?
I'm not really like super into bodybuilding, except like just like staying in shape now, but I don't think she would.
Does she know about that whole era? Like, yeah, that was pretty recent.
Yeah, she's seen pictures.
Okay.
She's seen us stand up.
Does she think it was weird?
You think it was weird?
No.
Most girls think that shit's mad weird. But I respect that you don't.
No, because I made her fall in love with me before I showed her all that.
Hey, there you go. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
Bro, I showed her my silver medal. Have I showed you my silver medal?
No.
Oh,
wait. No, I've seen the picture with you.
Oh, yeah. I have to show her the medal and make her, like, the extra.
I've heard the story about 30 times.
That man's got a major award.
Bro.
He's got a major award.
You know what she hasn't heard?
Oh, the shit.
Channing story.
Oh, my God, bro.
I feel like I actually have
that. Hey, was our first tan like 6 in the morning or like 6 at night? I can't remember.
No, the tanning. So our first tan session was, no, it was in the morning. We were there like, we had to wake up at like 4:30.
Oh,
go to the hotel,
yeah,
at like 5:30. Stand in line with a whole bunch of other naked people.
Yeah.
And then I asked the lady, I'm like, so do I take my underwear off? Like, what do I do here? She's like, yeah, go ahead. Turns out, you get a sock. I didn't know you got a sock.
Well, they give me a cock sock.
So I'm just in there with this random woman with my little shrimp hanging out.
Bro, that shit was so weird. I had the sock on and everything. That shit was still weird. Like a man thong.
Till this day, that is the coldest experience.
Yes. Yes, bro.
When they made us stand in front of that fan for 5 minutes. Dude, I'm not going to lie. I cheated. I got out of the way of the fan like 4 times. Had to take a break.
There's no shot. Like,
dude, I wonder. It has to be. I bet that toilet seat is still sane.
Oh, bro. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Bro, that's like life.
We straight up, like, our whole bodies look like Trump's face.
Oh, just straight up orange glaze all over us, looking like a fresh Krispy Kreme donut, bro. Bro, I still remember to this day, like, you were like sleeping all day because I guess we had drunk so much the night before, you're like trying to sleep it off or whatever. And I'm up in the middle of your living room of your apartment, like posing, and then your friend or your roommate and his girlfriend walked down on me.
Wife. Ex-wife, no.
That's crazy. Walked down in front of me posing in my fucking underwear in the living room, bro. Like, they live here and I'm just like taking up space in their apartment in my underwear fucking posing the music, dog. Bro.
Dude, I remember we were like, yeah, we need to not eat that much. We need to not ingest that much water. Then I just eat a big-ass bowl of ramen filled with water.
Bro, we drank so much alcohol that night. Drank so much alcohol.
She doesn't know this story either. All right, so we went out to the parking lot before the show. This is the second show. So in bodybuilding,
I'll be right back.
In bodybuilding, there's prejudging, and then there's the night show. So prejudging is where you go alone. And it's just you and the judges, and they pretty much pick who's gonna win. Mm-hmm. Then,
yeah.
And then the night show, you're literally just performing.
Yeah.
Before the night show, we are out in the parking lot. He has Hennessy. I have Jack Daniel. In the parking lot, we're drinking. This random guy, we didn't even see him because the windows. He rolls down his window. He's like, oh. So you guys are drinking in the parking lot too? And we're like, yeah. He pulls out this random water bottle with like this syrupy brown liquid in it. And I'll let Kobe put his head on. You can probably tell it better. So he like pulls out this water bottle. It's got this random like lemonade, like yellow brown looking liquid in it. Like, y'all want to try some? Like, okay, we just take this random guy's water bottle.
Bro,
he wasn't even there for bodybuilding. He was apparently there for like a softball game or something.
He's like, y'all drinking too? Like, yeah. I'm drinking. And the crazy part, he wasn't, like you said, he wasn't even there for the bodybuilding show. Like, Like, y'all drinking too? Yep. He said he was there for like cross country or something.
Our backs turned. We just have our backs turned. We just hear this window roll down. He's like, hey, y'all drink?
Bro, and we were taking shots before he said a word. Like, we were already taking shots in your back seat before he said a word.
Yeah, dude.
Bro, that was that's when you had the Hyundai.
Yeah, I did. That was a nice car.
It was.
I don't miss the payments on it. Dude, the payments on my car was more than rent.
That's crazy.
Jesus Christ. I know it's the good days.
Well, I guess
Parker came to that show too. He was there.
Bro,
pulled up.
I fucking sped after work because it started at like 4 o'clock or something crazy.
Bro pulled up. So did Garrett.
Oh, I forgot about that, bro.
Dude, Garrett did show. Didn't we all go to Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, yes. We did.
Kobe looked at the waitress and said, can I get chicken and waffles? And she went, we don't sell chicken and waffles. And he went, can I get a pancake and fried chicken?
Yeah, that shit was gas, though.
I remember I ate so much that I ended up throwing up in the Cracker Barrel
basket. Yeah, I remember that, bro. Didn't somebody make like a black joke or
your
something?
Gunner's mom.
What'd she say?
No, wasn't it my cousin?
No, it was your mom, bro. She said if you keep getting spray tan, you'll like. Kobe's dad was sitting. Ron was sitting there, just laid out on the Cracker Barrel front porch, and she looked over at Gunner and said, "If you keep getting spray tans like that, you'll look like Ron eventually." It's some crazy.
I mean, it's
shit,
not.
Bro.
It's kind of more like stating the obvious, but yeah, it's low key racist. My mom's not racist, though. I swear. I don't think.
Bro, I love your mom. She's great.
Dude, everybody loves my mom. Right? Like, she drives me up a wall, but everybody loves her for whatever reason.
I mean, if I lived with her, she'd probably drive me up a wall, so.
Dude, she threatened to call the cops on me the other night. She's like, you didn't answer my phone call. I'm going to call the cops on you and send them to Bill Street.
Damn.
Like, why?
But there's probably plenty of shit to call the cops on Bill Street for anyways, so like.
Yeah, they'll just show up anyway.
They'd probably
like,
wait, be there.
On Bill Street? There's probably crimes being committed there right now anyway. Like someone getting shot over a spilled drink.
Yeah,
that's crazy, bro. You inviting us out to Bill Street and the next day and just posted a fucking article of a dude getting shot that's over like, a drink.
What's hilarious is, yeah. Yeah, literally, I was like, yo, let's go to Bill Street for my birthday. 12 hours later, man dead over spilled drink.
On Bill Street. No, I'm good,
bro. Oh, he's maybe just brain dead, apparently.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, that's all.
Maybe?
Limited injuries.
Maybe. What's the maybe coming from?
He might just be brain
dead. I feel like brain dead is either a yes or no kind
bro,
of thing.
Bro, he just had his carcass laying out there.
Basically, he's a vegetable.
That's pretty fucking brain dead. That's not maybe brain dead.
That doesn't stop the fact that somebody was just shot over a spilled drink, though. Like, it doesn't matter if he's dead or not. Like, he could just have a hole in his leg, and he still got shot over a spilled drink on Bill Street.
Dude, even just getting in a fight over a spilled drink is...
It's crazy. Yeah,
insane.
Bro, how long has Alma lived in Memphis?
How long have you lived here?
In Memphis?
Yeah.
Since August.
Does she have, like, a full experience of what it's like?
Yeah, I'd say so.
I mean, it doesn't take long.
Couple weeks, it's been pretty crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't take long at all.
Bro, I just realized I'm just kind of looking at your fucking screen. I thought you looked up Derek for more plates, more dates, and I looked up and saw hairline. what the fuck were you talking about?
We were talking about the crazy comeback of Derek's more plates, more dates hairline.
Hey, look, that previous picture could straight up be a picture of Logan like circa a year ago.
Look at this.
That's a crazy hairline. The one that was in the middle of the screen. Hold on, where's it at? Close out of the one that was in the middle of the screen. Down one more. Right there. That picture on the left is straight up Logan, bro.
That's when you let go. You gotta let go at that point.
Agreed. That's what I told him.
Oh, wait. You told Logan to let go of his hairline?
Yeah, bro. I told him to shave that shit. I was sick of looking at it.
Does he ever hook up with his ex-wife anymore?
bro, I'm not putting everybody on. I'm not putting anybody on blast. Whoa!
Don't put him. Oh, you like that angle, Parker?
Oh no, wait, I don't even see Gunner. Hold
hey,
on.
Someone get Austin on the call. Someone get Austin.
Whoa! God! I was looking at the must be 40 years or older to play this game, but God.
You must be 40 years or older to play this game. Actually, no.
I know he likes his
Wait, where's Snapchat at, bro? I've got Austin somewhere close by.
Don't you dare.
Is there, you gotta say where you at. Say where you at.
Hey, Austin, hey, Gunner was asking if you wanted to play with this. I'm confused as you are.
Austin would pull up to Bill Street. He'd take a private jet right there.
Yeah, bro, he'd be there in 30 minutes. He'd make that 2-hour drive quick.
Bro, hire a pilot. He'd go get Raphael to fly him. Be like, Roth, I need you to fly me to Memphis ASAP. No time to explain.
Gunner Dick is on the line.
What did he say today? What did he say today in the meet room?
He said, do you think Gunner likes me?
No. Before that.
I can't repeat what he said.
The fag. No, he said it. He gave us like permission to say it. What did he say?
The faggot feeling, bro.
Yeah. He can. It's like his feeling for when you're just talking about gay shit. Like,
it's a spider sense, bro. We were talking about gay shit, and he walked back there and went, what are you guys talking about back here? And I said, Austin, did you just know we were talking about gay stuff? And he was like, yeah, my faggot feeling went off.
It's like his spidey sense.
Does he have like a sixth sense?
I mean, I'm not gay, and I don't have that sixth sense, so
I'm not either.
Maybe when you come out the closet.
I do have a sixth sense for gays. I clench my butthole.
That's a crazy defense, bro.
Austin said he had a sixth sense for when people were talking about gay stuff.
Why is she standing behind you?
She looks like, Darth Sidious. What's his name?
Yeah, Palpatine.
Palpatine, bro.
We're calling you in for a Palpatine right now.
I said the other.
Give me a kiss goodbye so I can go back to work.
But this looks like the intro of like a horror movie with her standing behind you.
Yeah, bro, it's like Scream.
I mean, she's going to pull out the knife and just like stab you in the neck.
Wouldn't be the first time. Oh, no. She did slam my finger in the door.
Yeah, but he was super drunk, so he barely remembered it, so he's fine.
Yeah, I woke up the next day, I was like, what is this?
That's valid, though. Like, I would probably slam his finger in it. The worst has happened whenever he was drunk, so, I mean, that's not too bad.
I know.
Damn, the bottom of my feet really hurt.
That's crazy. I woke up the next morning, what y'all do with my keys? What'd you do with my vape?
I was like, what did I do? I'm really sore.
Meanwhile, we like
trying to recover.
We had to 1v5 him to get him to go to bed, bro.
Bro, Garrett stood over him the entire night with his hands wrapped, just ready to fucking go at it.
You just gotta make sure you give him a weed pen and it's like a little lullaby for him.
No, I think that's what made it worse.
No, that is definitely what made it worse. That's definitely what made it worse.
Right, Will, place me. I don't like you, Caleb. I hope you listen to this.
I don't know who Caleb is, but he's got a vendetta for him.
Y'all not remember that kid that showed up with Peyton? He has the long blonde hair.
Bro, I barely remember Peyton. Don't ask me to remember somebody else.
Yeah, for real.
Bro, Austin's the only one who remembers Peyton.
It's the gay squad.
Do what?
Said it's the gay squad.
It is.
They're all they got, bro.
That's all
like real deal. They're all they got.
Yeah, bro. They were.
That's the best LGBT Belmont could produce.
Bro, they were just sitting in the middle of the aisle today, just hugging. they got their companionship, bro.
They gotta do what they can when they can get it.
Did they get in their feels or something?
Yeah, as they do. Feels.
Yeah.
All right, let's change topics. Are we going to talk about the topics we discuss? Because we're 45 minutes in, and Gunner's got a beer, so he's really about to be in.
Fourth quarter, last minute, here we go.
We're about 10 minutes away from Gunner being catatonic, so.
So are we going to talk about anything, like, for real, or are we going to talk about just, like.
Yes. Bullshit. I hope to God TikTok gets banned.
Really?
Okay.
Why do you care whether or not TikTok gets banned?
Let me rephrase. I don't hope that TikTok gets banned. I want the short form content to be managed. Because it's affecting me. Like, I'm addicted to Instagram Reels.
Yep.
TikTok getting banned is not going to change that, bro.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I need someone to ban something so I stop being addicted myself.
That's the only thing about TikTok being banned is that if they get rid of TikTok, Instagram, YouTube will only really run that market.
Same thing. I like YouTube Shorts because I get to see clips of all my favorite people. Funny clips, and it's like crunched down for you already.
Crunched. No, I don't really think TikTok should be banned. I mean, they're one of their biggest reasoning for banning it is because China owns it and is farming data off of us. But like,
don't ban TikTok. Maybe make an American version of it. Like,
our government already does that anyways, so I don't.
Let
them allow us to have our own server and then not have access.
That'll never happen.
The second I downloaded TikTok again like a month ago, I've been getting spam calls so much more. It's like,
are you like correlation? Is that what you're telling me?
I would think so.
Spam calls from who? Like Indian call centers?
My car's extended warranty.
Ah, okay.
Welcome to AT&T.
AT&T.
Do you have good customer satisfaction, sir?
What's the difference between getting on TikTok and China getting my data that way and getting on Google, Googling something, Google getting my data, and then Google selling my shit to China for 3 cents off a circuit board anyway?
Look,
I'm pretty sure the second you get a Gmail, you're pretty much screwed. Like, they have everything you have now.
The only reason I have a problem with them banning TikTok is that they're only banning TikTok.
Yeah, America only wants the shit that it can't like control /
yeah,
make money off of to be banned.
Like, hey, we're the only one allowed to spy on our system.
And then you'd have Google and Facebook, Meta, have a monopoly over the entire market of shorts and reels and all that type of content. Like, TikTok owns that shit right now.
Do you think Zuck is trying to get it to where he owns it all?
I don't think Zuck is doing anything.
Bro, been Zucked. Zuck done got us. Zuck done gave us a Zuck.
Zuck couldn't be any richer if he had 100% of your information on everybody, bro. Like,
I do like how he put the Apple Vision Pro on blast, though.
What did he say about the Apple Vision
Pro?
He was like, oh, did y'all not see that? He was like, ours does everything it does for $2,000 cheaper.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely overpriced.
It's an Apple product.
It's an Apple product, bro.
They can do that.
I'm pretty sure our product is better and cheaper. That's all he said.
I found out the other day, I looked it up. You can get wired Apple headphones. Wired earbuds. For nearly $45, bro.
No. But I'll stick to my, like, candy. What, ear candy? What's it called?
Skull candy?
Skull candy? I'll stick to my, like, $10 skull candies, bro. I'm good on that. You can buy that shit at Dollar General down the road.
Yeah.
And you'll get to have an interesting conversation with the crackhead while you're there.
Mm-hmm. Always do. Always do.
Especially if you go to the gas station, bro. Just go to the gas station, have a conversation with the guy that's been doing raffle tickets all day or fucking where they get lottery tickets.
I am convinced you cannot go to a gas station in Memphis and not be asked for money.
Not be asked for what?
Money?
Money.
By crackheads or like just the clerk?
Probably the clerk.
Everyone's asking you for money.
That's the guy trying to sell you your gas, bro. You need to give him money.
Total will be $5.35. Get a job.
You homeless? I hate the homeless people in Memphis, bro. Always asking for shit.
You're breaking up. You sound like Bumblebee.
Bro, sound like you're talking to us through radio.
Which movie, Bumblebee?
Yes.
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox is Bumblebee.
I see. I mean, I guess I probably could have said Shia LaBeouf, but...
Well, if I was trying to...
We all know who we came there and watched. Bro, the scene of her leaning over that, was it Camaro? That old school Camaro?
Yeah,
bro, nothing will ever beat that. Whenever I was like 12,
she's
bro.
She's like wiping the engine down with a rag.
Oh yeah, she had no business like looking like that, fucking cleaning engine, bro. But like, come on now.
Plus, she actually,
little bit of cheek hanging out the bottom, about a quarter inch of cheek.
Oh yeah, can't beat it, bro.
A little bit of cleave
hanging out.
Shorts, back in box. Her dating,
Bro, you're like, I don't know why you're suddenly going in and out.
Hold on, let me go. I'm dressed.
Are you going somewhere?
Yeah, I'm gonna go out.
Hell yeah.
He's going to Happy Times or whatever, bro. Good times. He had good such times. A good time.
Good brother, good friends is what it was called.
Bro, just don't end up lost, man. Like, whatever you do.
Nah, see, I've only had one beer so far. This is like a record for how late it is and me having the first beer. I should not say all this stuff on a pod because it's gonna be on the web for eternity. So
I think you should.
But I will.
Anybody that's anywhere near you knows you're an alcoholic, bro. Like, it's not coming as a surprise to anybody.
It's not like surprise. I drink every day.
Yo,
actually, you know what? That's not true. Last week I didn't, but it wasn't because I couldn't. It's because I got home too late and everything was closed.
Gunner, speaking of drink every day, this doesn't have anything to do with drinking every day. But what do you actually think about the whole Kanye bullshit going on? Like,
I think the music's amazing. I think he's out of his mind.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. That's when he's at his best, though. Like, that's why the music's amazing.
I think his God complex is back, and I think that's what's making the music so like OG Kanye. It's him letting his ego fly.
Letting his ego lie.
Fly. Like,
fly. Okay, 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 okay. Okay, okay.
Like, he's not listening to the criticism. Bro, like, he doesn't even walk around with a phone anymore. He carries around a Nintendo Switch. Like, yeah, I'm serious.
That's pretty elite. I'm not going to lie.
Bro, he walks around with a Nintendo Switch.
Can you imagine you're a paparazzi trying to take a picture of Kanye? He whips out the Nintendo Switch and screenshots you real quick.
It's not even the new one. It's the old version.
Bro, there's a point in the Big Boy podcast where he was talking about, like, music. Where Big Boy is talking about, like, the music he's making or whatever. Kanye's music he's making. He's like, okay, let's not talk egotistically. Like, let's just talk really, like, factually. And Kanye's like, well, I'm just not going to speak then.
Yeah, he's like, if I can't be egotistically, why would I talk? Low-key, true.
I mean, I ain't finna lie. I listen to, like, half the podcast, and, like, it's pretty, like, Kanye spits every now and then. Like, he be making sense. But sometimes he goes on, like, crazy rambles that make no sense at all.
Just like his albums, where it's, like, three absolute bangers, and then the rest of the album, you're just like, eh.
I had a doctor. I'm not gonna say what race he was.
It was a Jewish doctor.
Bro, Pierre pressured himself.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I love that. I love that one part where he's doing that TMZ interview, and they're like, I forget what he asked him. He's like, so, you're releasing an album this Saturday. What happened? You didn't drop it. And he's like, so, I didn't finish it.
That's crazy.
So I didn't finish it. Hey, at least he's honest about it. At least he's honest about it. I can't hate on him. Hate on him for hating. Does he still hate Jews?
Probably. Just hasn't talked about it in a while.
He does kind of avoid the topic now. Like, it's hot button for him.
Hey, look, bro, the last time he said it, they fucking canceled all of his brand deals. So he's like, okay, I got a kid raising now, bro. I need to have his money.
I do like on his latest, one of his last songs is like, he's talked about how he wants to start another family. So apparently he's going to have more kids.
Yeah, that's what he said. His goal is to have more kids.
He's right. like, and a new baby is my end goal, I think was the line.
Yeah.
Gunner, have you seen the all the concerts he's doing, like bringing Northwest and her friends out on stage to sing her song? And
oh yes, they even announced a Northwest new album, Elementary School Dropout.
That's crazy! That's crazy!
That's
serious. They announced
insane.
It.
Insane.
Yeah. It's coming.
Bro, I support it. Fuck it. I think we
Elementary
just go.
Elementary School Dropout.
They confirmed afterwards. They were like, she's not actually dropping out. It's just like a callback to his first album, like College Dropout. Yeah. Goated album, by the way.
All right. Let's do this one last topic because I got to leave. We'll talk about the intermittent fasting increasing your risk of like heart problems and heart disease. So my thoughts on it, I just want to state this before anything else. I think when they do studies like this, they don't take into account what other factors could increase these people's risk of heart disease aside from intermittent fasting. Right? So like, let's say these people like smoke or have otherwise in their life previously had a very unhealthy diet or don't exercise or something like that. Like stuff like that will also increase your risk of heart disease and heart failure and et cetera, et cetera. So I think that's why there's probably a correlation like between doing intermittent fasting, but on this study specifically, and heart disease and heart failure. But that's just my thoughts on it.
Yeah, so it's almost like for a perfect study, you would need like everyone to be the exact same test subject, but you can't do that. Everybody has different genetics, different body types. I mean, some of them could have had diabetes, some of them could have been overweight, some of them could have been in perfect shape. You know, it's like you never know.
So whenever Kobe sent us this article on intermittent fasting and stuff, I was doing some research into it, and it turns out like the actual what they're referring to as like the correlation between people of intermittently fast and the people who develop heart disease, heart failure, or any kind of heart irregularity is literally just due to the fact that training your heart to beat at specific times. So basically with intermittent fasting, you eat at specific times so your metabolism starts up at a certain time every time, at the same time every day, getting your body into a rhythm so it's constantly burning. Basically your body's not really meant to do that, so any amount of consistent, what's the word I'm looking, consistent heart irregularity is bad for your heart. So like if you decide to go at 3 o'clock every day and play basketball for the next 2 years, you will probably develop some heart irregularity because your body's not used to your heart beating randomly every day at 3 o'clock, or really ramping up every day at 3 o'clock. So eventually that will lead to some kind of heart irregularity.
Okay, hold on. This still goes back to my point though. Like, are we talking about people who have like previously had fucking diabetes, people that fucking smoke, like have a terrible diet, like
people who have myocarditis?
Like, I'm not saying you're wrong in what you're saying, but that still doesn't take into account my point of we don't know who these people were previously with the study. Like this study was just done on people, not taking into account what they've done previously.
I was actually kind of trying to back you up and saying that this study was almost flawed from the start, because the premise that they're starting from is a flawed premise to begin with. It's almost like this is not something you can do, especially not with the sample size they did it with. When I was looking at the study, they sample sized like it's been like nearly 3 or 4 days since I looked at it, so I don't know exactly how many, but it was like and actually quite a small sample size for what they were saying.
Yeah, very serious topic.
And sorry, I lost my whole train of thought there for a second. My point just being that the study was flawed from the beginning anyway, and trying to pin something on intermittent fasting leading to heart disease is almost like it almost feels like an agenda or a hit piece. That's what it feels like to me. Like that they're
kind of like how people, have you all seen the new articles going around about how people who work out too much are at more risk?
Yeah,
those same. Are like straight, those are straight hit, like Parker said, those are straight hit pieces. Trying to get people to quit working out.
That was my entire point of even talking about that. That's the only reason I wanted to bring it up, is because it's definitely a hit piece to like just give you like a crazy headline for some, like it's the Apple News bullshit they do. Like, give you some crazy ass headline to make you worry about something so obscure that has no actual facts behind it. But there's like one single study done, and there's like some type of correlation here, but it doesn't equal causation. But people aren't going to look into it, and they're going to see that it says, well, intermittent fasting leads to like terrible heart health, so maybe you should consider sticking, like not doing intermittent fasting or whatever other thing you want to sub into that position.
Well, I mean, it's like all the pieces they were doing on, like, when Joe Rogan said the hydrochloroquine, is that what it was called? When Joe Rogan said the stuff about hydrochloroquine during COVID, the amount of hit pieces that just came out, like, think about all the pieces you saw about, like, hydrochloroquine being horse dewormer and...
Oh, you're thinking of ivermectin.
Yeah, ivermectin, yeah.
What am I thinking of? Hydrochloroquine. Either way.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was my point, though. Just all these hit pieces about this accepted drug in the medical community that we know was beneficial in some way in fighting COVID. But immediately you just see all these hit pieces because it was something that the media doesn't necessarily like saying something.
Okay, I have a question.
He was saying that you didn't have to have the vaccine to be healthy. Like, you didn't have to have the vaccine to fight COVID. You could have a healthy immune system and do fine.
I just didn't want to get into that
Okay. Let me ask a question. So we're kind of getting into some conspiracy theory territory.
I like it.
So do y'all think they made that hit piece to kind of get rid of maybe the idea of taking your weight loss and health into your own hands and kind of getting you onto like an Ozempic shot or like a semaglutide shot so you can lose weight instead of going into a diet yourself?
I would argue it's even closer to pushing you like to the fad diets, to the current, like, so if you're intermittent fat, okay, so me and Kobe have talked about this at length, just not in public, but if you're a consumer, consuming less is never what the people who are trying to sell you something want from you. Intermittent fasting genuinely does lead to you eating less. It usually advocates eating one meal a day. Whereas if you go on these specialty diets like keto, carnivore, not saying that any of these diets don't work, you're still going into a calorie deficit usually, but you're still eating relatively the same amount of food, or at least paying for the more expensive food. You have to pay for gluten-free things, or you have to buy expensive steaks or meat only. And I think intermittent fasting is one of the only real diets that eventually leads you to like eat less. You're literally eating less time out of the day.
Mm-hmm. Like eat less and save, not break your bank account.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying.
I think it's a cheap alternative to dieting that works relatively well. It worked for me whenever I was doing it for like I probably did it for about 6 months, but I didn't completely cut out like sugars and stuff in the
I mean, my dad does it. He's lost 25 pounds so far. He went from 250 to like, I think he floats around 225 now.
Intermittent fasting and cutting out like sugary drinks is like the biggest thing you can do the simplest thing you can do to lose weight like quickly.
But that also leads to you consuming less.
Yeah.
So if you want to ask my opinion, that's probably I'm always a big fan of the simplest solution is almost all Occam's razor. The simplest solution is almost always the solution. And the easiest through line I can see is the only reason people wouldn't want you to intermittent fast, or that we're looking here, media and article, wouldn't want you to intermittent fast is because it leads to you consuming less.
So you believe it's about consumerism and not pushing any like type of agenda towards pharmaceuticals?
I believe that not. If intermittent fasting, if you read that title and you go, oh, that could cause heart health, which even here, look at the screen you're sitting on, there is, in italic, is data to support intermittent fasting for health.
Yeah.
Like they're trying to draw attention away from something that is easy, cheap, and affordable. the only thing you have to have is willpower. That's it. You're eating less than you're already eating today, so you don't need to have to buy anything else. I think it's just straight up there, and not even saying that it's pushing you towards those fad diets, but it's just pushing you away from consuming less.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to change the topic, but is Ozempic not like the most sold drug in the world right now?
Yes, it is. We've had an episode about this.
Huge shortages.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah.
We had it's like one of our bigger episodes.
Yeah, semaglutide, Ozempic. It's terrible for you.
Shout out, mom.
Damn.
Love you though.
Damn, bro. Shout out half of Belma, Mississippi. Bro.
Yeah, I've had full on conversations with her about it. Like I told her, I'm like, mom, you have to do something to save your muscle mass, or when you get old, this is going to, like, you're going to be miserable because there's, you're going to be frail.
There's so much more risk in heart failure and heart disease and losing muscle mass than there is in losing
fat.
Yeah, fat, weight. Yeah, so,
like, Ozempic makes you lose weight so fast. People just don't understand that, like, once you start losing weight so fast, your body's going to eat more, like, how would you say, like, quality meal, which is going to be your muscle.
Yeah, it's just break down what it just breaks down what it can.
Yeah.
What it's available.
It literally, like, it breaks down your entire body. Yeah, organs, your skin gets worse. Your hair, like, it has effects on your hair. Eventually, it affects everything.
Eventually, it makes us, this is what Kobe was saying, eventually it makes its way to your heart, and it just starts, any amount of breaking down of your heart muscle is terrible, because that thing's got to pump constantly to keep you alive.
The only positive thing I could say about Ozempic is it's shown promise in cancer patients, because it will eat away cancer.
Starving cancer cells, yeah.
Yeah, like, that's the only, that's the literally the only positive, that's the only person I would willingly give Ozempic to. It's like, if someone has cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But, and it's like, if you can take care of yourself enough and eat like a non-inflammatory diet and then take Ozempic, maybe it could help you with your disease. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I don't see a use for it when you can. Obesity is literally a thing you can run from. I hate to say that. You can literally run from it.
I agree.
Like, you know, nothing against obese people. I'm just, you know, it's just,
I mean,
calorie deficit with exercise. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's, as someone who was previously, like, very obese, morbidly obese, like, it's definitely something you can take care of as long as you have, like, the willpower to do it and realize that you can handle it. And Ozempic's not the fucking solution, bro. Like, you're causing more damage to yourself taking Ozempic and losing weight the wrong way than you are by losing weight the right way.
I mean, but that's, I mean, I feel the same way about, like, liposuction and what's the other one,
the band stomach, around your stomach,
gastric bypass,
or tummy tugs or whatever you want to call it. I was talking about more about the plastic surgery, but yeah, the gastric bypass works too. Just these terrible ways that you would literally rather cut pieces out of yourself than just have those pieces wear off naturally.
But
only thing I could see about the liposuction would be, like, people who are so obese they're going to die, like, soon.
Oh yeah, it's an emergency.
If they don't get it done, I could see it being an emergency surgery, but not as like a tool to help you lose weight.
Hey, I'm 250 and I'd like to be 180. can we do that? That's a crazy. I've seen people like at like 260, 270 get liposuction or gastric bypass and go down to like 200.
Yep.
It's like, Jesus Christ, bro. Like,
dude, I have a best friend. And I'm not going to mention his name because I don't want to embarrass him, but I have a really good friend who had gastric. I mean, he yawned. He was 19 when he got it done. Had gastric bypass done, and he's already gained the weight back. And he's 21.
And that's terrible for your fucking system, bro. Like, if you are living like a fat person, and this is not in any way insulting. I don't care how you live, truly. But if you're living like a fat person, suddenly becoming a skinny person doesn't change the way you live.
No. So what happens is after 6 months, what they hope is, at least is what he explained to me, is like within those 6 months your stomach is smaller, so it trains you to eat less.
Mm-hmm.
But after 6 months your stomach will re-expand to full size.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll have the same eating capacity that you once had. So if you haven't changed your bad habits at all, you'll just fall right back into where you were.
The thing about Ozempic that's better than all these other things you can do, that the reason you kind of don't gain the weight back when you're taking Ozempic, or the reason you lose weight so fast, is because it makes you sick whenever you eat. And it makes you sick whenever you think about eating. It fucks with your hormones, and it fucks with your insulin levels. That's what it comes down to. Like, gastric bypass, if you don't change your eating habits, this is, all comes back to eating habits. If you don't change your eating habits and you go through and you have gastric bypass and you don't change your eating habits, you'll just gain the weight back. That's period. But if you're taking Ozempic that messes with your hormones and makes it to the point where you feel sick when you eat, or you feel sick when you think about eating and you never eat, that's inherently going to change your habits when it comes to eating, right? So you'll start losing weight like fucking crazy. And not only are you losing weight like crazy, you're not working out either. So you never get to our, you never fucking feel hungry because you never work out and your body is never in a place where you're trying to build muscle. You're just constantly losing everything.
I'm glad you mentioned the hormone levels too, because there's studies that show that if you're taking a, if you're a, unfortunately, if you're a woman and you're taking Ozempic in like your late 30s, early 40s, it could put you into menopause early.
Early menopause, mm-hmm. I've read about that, mm-hmm. which is great. I mean, it, anything that's going to fuck with your hormones is not crazy good
and
for
like,
you. But
it's sad to say, but it's just true, and you got to come out and say it. It's worse for women. It's worse for women. Their hormones are more fragile than men's. They just are.
And it's directly aimed towards women, usually. Now, in the commercials, you're usually going to see women taking Ozempic. Like, it's women talking to you. It's a woman's voice talking to them. Like,
and it's even worse when all these celebrities are talking about how they lose weight, mm-hmm. and they're just lying straight through their teeth. Mm-hmm. They all take Ozempic. Every one of them. You don't lose 50 pounds in 3 months for a role, unless you starve yourself.
And like you're gonna starve yourself. You're gonna starve yourself taking Ozempic. Like, you just will.
I think when
you won't even know it. You won't feel it.
I think when you can afford to pay like personal trainers and fucking dietitians to stand around you, I don't know if you necessarily need Ozempic to help you out then. But
I don't think that's true is because I don't think the willpower is there. You can have all the personal trainers in the world, but if you have to consider that
these really famous people have a way more life than we have to live. Like, if you feel like you don't have enough time to go to the gym and get shit done, why the fuck would they have time to get shit done? Like, some people will if they have the willpower, of course. Like, you're like Christian Bale and, what's his name? Wayne. Henry Cavill, Dwayne Johnson. Those are good examples. But we're talking like fucking Leonardo DiCaprio or some, I don't know, Emma Watson.
Like, I love Leonardo. He doesn't care.
They don't have time. They don't have time to go do that shit.
He's going to go home and he's going to bang his 20-year-old wife and he's going to have a blast. He's not thinking about going to the gym.
There you go.
And that's like The Rock. I think the reason The Rock works out so much, one, is like, I'm not going to say he doesn't love it. Obviously, he loves working out. There's no denying that. But it's like, that's his whole... That's his shtick.
That's what he does.
If he stops working out, his brand is gone. If The Rock just got fat all of a sudden, yeah, he'd gain some obese fans. He'd lose everybody from the Under Armour division.
Tell me you wouldn't buy some Dwayne The Rock Johnson flavored ice cream. Dwayne The Rocky Road ice cream?
Bro, it's probably out there already. He's already got his own tequila.
Dwayne The Boulder Johnson.
Alright, we should probably start wrapping this up. So Kobe can
Dwayne The Rock Bottom ice cream.
He's got to leave, bro.
Yeah, Rock Bottom ice cream. I ain't hit the road.
No, I ain't leaving until like 10:30, so I'm straight.
Yeah, if y'all want to sit on here and keep talking, I'll leave the call.
Bro, just keep recording. If I get a few more beers in, I'll start a damn InfoWars.
We don't need that.
Turn the frogs gay. Turn the freaking frogs gay.
No.
It's time to wrap up.
All right.
I gotta go play. I gotta go play a pool tournament. So.
Getting destroyed. We're getting the fuck out of here, everybody. Thanks for listening to the biggest podcast in North Mississippi, potentially the biggest podcast in Mississippi. We'll check it out next time. I don't know when this episode will be up because I can't work on it tonight.
It's all lies. They don't have their telling tales.
They don't have episodes to listen to, bro.
I could just put a hit out on the guy that runs it, bro. He's my next door neighbor.
Is it Ryan? Coming for you, Ryan. We know where you live.
No, bro, it's Sam.
Oh, Garrison? Yeah, I'm coming for you, Garrison. I've never forgave you for leaving me as your workout partner.
Damn. Maybe that was
all that just to get... Well, never mind. I'm not going to go into his personal life, but... Yeah, I'm coming for you.
Jesus Christ, bro. All right, we're out of here. We'll catch y'all next week. Love y'all, boys. See y'all.
We'll make more controversial comments next week. Tune in.
Thank you all for listening to this episode of the Weekend Warriors podcast. No idea when this is going to go up, but yeah, hope y'all enjoyed it. See ya.